You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Tribulation is coming. Why? You know, there's some bad things coming on this country and on the world. And I'm trying to let as many people as are willing to listen know what's coming and why it's coming. That's the important thing. Why? Is there something that we can do about this so that it doesn't affect us? Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm just going to get raptured out of here. Why do I care? I'm not even going to be here. Well, what if the minister was lying to you about that also? Now, I know you're convinced. You're very convinced that you don't have to worry about it. And I hope you're right. But what if you're not? Would you like to know why this is going to happen? And if there is anything you can do about it? So, basically, go back and read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 14. God tells us that if we don't repent of our sins, if we don't quit despising His statutes and violating His covenant, and that you, how do you do that? You abhor His laws and you refuse to obey Him, that He's going to send plagues on us. And then if that doesn't get our attention, then He's going to punish us seven times for our sins. And if that doesn't get our attention, then He's going to punish us seven times more for our sins. Now we're punished 49 times. And this is for the people that claim that they're in a covenant relationship with Him and violate His covenant. If we still refuse to violate His, or to obey Him, then He's going to punish us seven times more. So now we're up to 343 times for our sins. And then we just read in yesterday's show, if we still refuse to obey Him, seven times more over that, now we're 2,401 times for our sins, all because we abhor His commandments and refuse to obey Him. Verse 26 of Leviticus 26, he says, when I have cut off your supply of bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven. And they shall bring your bread by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. Now, what? Why 10 women? Because all the men are dead. Don't you get it? You go through 2,401 times punishment for with plagues for your refusal to obey Him. There's not any men left. And the women are looking for anybody to watch out for them. But even then, they'll make the bread, you'll eat it, and you won't be satisfied. GMO foods, foodless food, Franken food, irradiated food. If I get off on that, we'll never finish. Verse 27, and then after this, you do not obey me, but walk contrary to me, that I will also walk contrary to you, and I, even I, will chasten you seven times more for your sin. So now we are chastised 16,807 times over for our sins. You shall eat the flesh of your sons. You shall eat the flesh of your daughters. So I will destroy your high places and cut down your altars and cast your carcassness on the lifeless forms of your idol, and my soul shall abhor you. Please don't let it get to this, where God literally hates you because of your refusal to obey Him. I told you you wouldn't want to hear this. It requires change. If you want to learn how, here's how you contact us. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.